This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Keep independent voices on air. Support Joy Radiothon 2020. We are you. Head to joy.org.au for more details.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
And you're listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass. Macca.
We're now going to speak with Anna Brown. Anna is the CEO of Equality Australia. And there's, look, there's a few things going on. Anna is always busy and, you know.
Well, I consider Anna a community leader, Macca.
She is a community leader, an absolute community leader, and she's always busy. She's always getting her teeth into a really complex issue, but issues that actually make differences to the way we live our lives. And so I want to say good morning, Anna Brown. How are you, Anna?
I'm well. How are you, Macca? How are you, Tass?
Very well,
good.
Thank you.
We're practicing physical distancing. I prefer physical distancing to social distancing.
Well, that's exactly what we are doing, Macca.
Yeah.
Macca and I are sitting in separate studios, at least 2.5 metres apart, with glass walls. But we can see each other at least.
We can see each other. So fortunately, we're not being, you know, we're not sort of talking to a blank wall.
We're required to wipe everything down with disinfectant wipes before we touch anything.
So
you're really painting a picture.
I know it's a great picture, but you know, most of our, well, pretty much all our interviews now are actually on the phone, and so I wanted to speak, Anna. There's a couple of things that, you know, you've been working on. You and Equality Australia and a whole group of other people have been working on the impacts of COVID-19 on our community, and, you know, what is happening to help alleviate some of that. So we might start off with that, if we may.
Absolutely. So obviously when all of this started happening, Parliament shut down, so we thought pretty quickly about, well, what could we do to help? And one of those things was have a think about, you know, we brought together community organisations, had a round table discussion about, well, what are people seeing on the ground in terms of impacts, and how to think through all of the unique issues for LGBT people, because of course in many ways our experience is similar to everyone else. We're all having a tough time. But then when you start to think about particular cohorts of LGBTIQ people, we have young people, and where the impacts for young people who are facing potentially unemployment and moving back to families that may not be accepting of them, and we've already got the vulnerability to depression and suicide, sadly, amongst our population, which is far higher than the rest of the community. So already you've got some disturbing and potential impacts there. Our older LGBTIQ people, they suspect they're more likely to be living alone without children and some of the supports that many other older people have. And then when you look at the historical experiences of discrimination, many of the faith-based organisations delivering services and the impact that will have, for instance, on older people, that returning to the closet, and also just that being a barrier for us accessing services, something that we already know that happens. And then when you look at the sectors that have been really hard hit by the downturn, they're sectors that, you know, we suspect but we don't know yet for sure, that many in our community are working the creative arts, hospitality, tourism. I mean, these are sectors that we know that we have many LGBTIQ people working within, and so potentially overrepresented there as well. And potentially, you know, at home with greater job losses, greater vulnerability to depression and suicide. And then when you think about the family, you know, some of the language around family, we're more likely to get support from our chosen family rather than necessarily being in that nuclear unit like, you know, the other families. And some of the language around the restrictions and also making sure that rainbow families that are spread across different households are accommodated as well in those sorts of policy making. So we wanted to put together that snapshot. It was, you know, preliminary analysis, but make sure that we're talking to our government and decision makers so that LGBTIQ people aren't left behind when it comes to funding decisions, when it comes to developing the policy responses in this area.
Anna, are you getting any reports or of examples of discrimination or services, you know, not being inclusive of LGBTI people in these times?
No, well, we have put a call out for case studies, and what we're with all of the community organisations that we're dealing with, like the Family Violence Services and others, they are primarily LGBTI organisations.
Yes.
So by definition, they're inclusive. But we actually have a survey out at the moment to try and understand the impacts better. So we've released it online, and you can find it on our website. We've obviously emailed it to our supporters. Now, it's not an academic university style research. We're an advocacy organisation, but it's trying to develop a better sense of how our community's been impacted. So I would encourage people to get online and certainly reach out to us.
What's the address? What's the website address, Anna?
You go to equalityaustralia.org.au and then just, it's on our web, on our homepage anyway, but /COVID-19. So you can find all the information there, and we've put together a directory as well of all of the great initiatives and programs that are COVID-specific for LGBTIQ organisations during this time.
So to keep it simple, just search Equality Australia and you will be able to find the survey somewhere on that website.
Absolutely.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Macca.
Now, I love the name of this, Anna. I'm going to let you describe it, but the Queer Love-In, tell us about it.
Yeah, well, it is as it sounds. We wanted to create an event where, you know, during this time, people are feeling disconnected from community. We've lost, you know, speaking about impacts for our communities again, all of a sudden we've lost a lot of those cultural and community spaces that people go to when they are feeling isolated, whether it's, a community centre or a nightclub. You know, all of that's evaporated overnight. So we thought, well, let's bring our community together online and prove that we can still have fun but also create that sense of connection for LGBTIQ people across Australia. So it's called Queer Love-In. We're locked in for a love-in. It's streaming from 3 p.m. today. Tom Ballard's hosting, and we've got a great lineup of artists from, you know, Indigenous drag queens, cabaret-style sort of comedic performances, young hip-hop artists who I'm too old to actually know the names of. She's fantastic. All of these amazing, diverse and talented artists that have actually been impacted by COVID-19.
Yeah, so we sounds thought, wonderful.
This is a way we can support out-of-work LGBTQ artists. So the donations people make today you'll be donating to support the artists who are being paid regardless, but then receiving a share of the donations as well, and also donating to support our campaigns for equality and our work on COVID-19.
Now, Anna, just for our listeners again, could you repeat the when and where they can find the Queer Love-In?
Yeah, so the easiest thing to do is to hop on to our Facebook and search for Equality Australia or Queer Love-In, and we're broadcasting live from Facebook at 3 p.m. It'll run for 2 hours or just under, and it'll be broadcast on Facebook. But even if you're not signed up to Facebook, you can still watch the broadcast.
Oh, great. Fabulous.
So it should hopefully be accessible to everyone. We've got Auslan interpreters and captioning, so we've made the event accessible. And we're using, it's not Zoom, we're using a, you know, a proper platform to make it dynamic. There'll be interactive trivia and games with James Brecko, as well as the artists themselves. And then there'll be some interviews with a couple of guests talking about some of our work at the moment, including this wonderful moment that we had in Victoria just yesterday where the birth certificate reforms came into effect.
Yes, that was a great achievement, a great outcome. And I have to say, Anna, let's not underestimate the work that you've put into this.
Yeah, huge.
You're one of the many people that made this possible, so it needs to be acknowledged publicly. Thank you very much for your contribution to this.
Yeah. And can I say also, you know, for listeners, Queer Loving is also going to be on Joy TV, and of course, you know, it's great working with other organisations such as Equality Australia
and multi-platforms, Macca.
Multi-platforms, and you know, we have Kerry and Dolly's house party, which is Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7:30 in the evening. But yeah, Queer Loving, you can also watch that on Joy TV. So
yeah, and I think you're streaming. I mean, very kindly,
yes,
because I know your Radiothon is on as well, and let's not forget about that. But you're streaming it from your Facebook page as well.
Yes.
As is Mardi Gras, yep. ACON, and a number of organisations are helping with that. So we really, you know, we really are feeling like this is a bit of a national moment for our community to come together, support one another, and have a bit of fun while we're all a bit locked down and restricted.
It is. God will have more viewers than Channel 10.
Anna, thank you very much for your time this morning. It's always
great
to chat with you. And
lovely to chat.
And thanks, we look
Anna.
Forward to Can having I... you in the studio when
Soon.
We can.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.